7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, begin transmission.
Between the two teams, Canada.
Just lead
on the scoreboard, but it's a wonderful contest as they march. Their line out drive forward, they're just.
No, she's fine.
Short of the 22 meter line, the defense of the USA is.
Okay, I think I've got this ready to go. So let me just say hello. It's 1931 UTC, and that means it's time to begin another exciting episode of the Dubious Goals Committee. Yep, it's Dubious Goals Committee time. The cat has shown up. The cat's sitting here in the kitty business pit. And, I'm not in the greatest shape today, so this show is going to be one of those terrible, oh my god, Tobe is a slug shows today. Hooray. So yeah, why is today going to be the slug show day? Because yesterday, I made myself sick, and I'm still feeling the after effects of that. But I did sleep pretty good, so, you know, that's all great. Although when I was sleeping, I thought I was starting to get a cramp in my calf, in my left calf. But no, I wasn't cramping up so much as, you know, my muscles are coming back. My muscles are, it's weird. My legs are starting to look normal now. And it's all kinds of stuff. Anyway. So we're staying indoors today for a number of reasons. One, it's really windy again. And two, I don't know if I can do anything today. I'm just drinking a little bit of tea. Some Gaoshan, it's really delicious. Yummy, yummy. And yeah, what did I do yesterday? Well, here's what happened. After Dubious Goals Committee concluded yesterday, I thought, oh, I think I'll eat some lunch. And I ate some lunch. And it was pretty good. And then I thought, while I was eating my lunch, you know, it's so nice, I'm going to regret not going outdoors today, so I better go outside and blah, blah, blah. Plus, it's a nice day. Maybe people have been golfing all morning and maybe they lost lots of exotic golf balls. And so after lunch, I went down to the creek because, you know, the creek is awesome. And so, yeah, it was really windy and it was really warm. It was really warm and it was windy, but, you know, nice down in the creek. And I didn't see my fox or anything and I didn't really find much. Yeah, I'm still a little messed up. I did find a golf ball. It was just a white golf ball, and it was after I was climbing out of the creek. Well, yeah, I sort of skipped something there. So, yeah, I did the usual thing where I just sort of walked downstream in the creek and I checked all the golf ball areas. And by the time I got, you know, kind of down towards the end, about 20 minutes later, I started to realize I wasn't feeling very good. And I thought, oh, yeah, I got to get out of here. And so I climbed out of the creek, and just doing that really started to make me realize that, oh, I've made a terrible mistake. And as I'm thinking, oh, I have made a terrible mistake, I see a white golf ball. But I notice immediately that it's not a regular white golf ball. There's something weird about it. So I go in and I pick it up, and it's a white Callaway. But it's got some the little Chevron logo, which is usually in black ink, is in red ink, and the number's in red. And I'm like, wow, this is a Bicolor. This is a Bicolor printing ball. And then I noticed the giant logo on the side of it, and it's a stylized portrait of Genghis Khan. Genghis Khan, right? I thought, wait a minute, is this the logo to the Mongolian grill restaurant? And I think it was, but I put it in my pocket, and I had to walk 100 yards back to my car. And that's when things started to go horribly wrong. Because even though it was a nice day yesterday, it was a lot warmer than I thought. Yeah, when I got home, I looked at the thermometer, at my thermometer, and it, you know, it's over 30 degrees. And I'm like, yeah, so there was some dry heaving, and there was some, oh my God, and blah, 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 blah. But I came around after a while. Then I sat around with my cat. Kind of like how I'm doing right now. Look at this fluffy baby. Being a fluffy bazingans. Yeah, so I went down to the creek yesterday, and it was great. But it was too hot. And I'm just now realizing, oh, today's Sunday, I need to go down to the creek. Because people probably lost golf balls and blah, blah, blah. Maybe I'll go down there later, maybe I won't. It's not quite as warm today, or at least it wasn't when I checked a few minutes ago. But again, it's very windy. So, yeah, I can't really do anything outside. Yeah, and since I made myself sick yesterday, this means that I was also very unproductive. I was going to make a panel and do some synth stuff, but I didn't. I take that back. I did one productive thing. I took all these little parts and I put them in a box. Yeah. All these little parts that were spread out along the floor and in different rooms and in different places, I consolidated some of my synth parts. I put them all in this box, then I realized that might be a mistake. Why would that be a mistake? That sounds like it's a very organized and responsible decision you made there, Tub. Well, yeah, it sounds that way until you realize the box I put all this stuff in is a cigar box. Just the right size, fits everything nicely, it's perfect. Why is this bad, Tub? Let me ask you this, where the hell are my guitar parts? Where's my cigar box guitar parts? Yeah, they're in a cigar box. Somewhere. And I don't know where. The problem here is that if I close the lid on these parts, if I close the lid on this box, the box is right here next to me. Then I won't be able to see into the box, which means I won't be able to see the parts, which means I won't know what's in the box. So eventually, since I can't see in the box to constantly remind me what's in the box, I will forget what's in the box, and the box will magically disappear. How's that possible? Do you know how many cigar boxes I've got sitting in this room right now? Just within reach, there are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, and I think there's one under this pile of clothes somewhere, so maybe 8. Just out of reach, there are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, plus the two that are under the kitty banky, and also those big ones. Oh, and also the ones over there. So I got all these boxes. I may have made a mistake, but I had to take the parts off the floor because the cat was messing with them, and I couldn't put them in the plastic or paper bags or plastic bags that they came in, because the cat thinks those are super fun and has to play with them and chew on them and knock all the parts and knock the bags over, get the parts out and spread them out along the floor so we know what parts we have for building synth. Right, Peppa?
あの1年の watching the girls go by, spending money.
しないで毎日朝から1円パチンコに行っちゃうんです。
私のために話すわ。
夕方家で勉強してたら窓で人形劇が始まって気が散るし、夜寝ようとすると枕元でずっとしゃげ断してきて一睡もできないの。
家の金をどう使うか感じやるげ。
パパもうやめて。そのお金使っちゃったら今月の家賃も払えないんだよ。
こんだけあれ1円パチンコ、いや3円パチンコで一山当てて。
ああ、ブレンダ
ー。 Uncle Grandfather Al
Dumb looking. Oh GodShe has brought a wrong tray of hamburgers.
But what about that path?
Stay true to the pass and beware the, well, you know, the guy.
Who?
Brenda.
Beware of who?
Put those on the top shelf until the fire is hot.
Who, Uncle Grandfather? Beware of who?
Quaffio.
Who?
Hire.
Quaffio?
You can do it. Now do you understand?
No, I don't.
You see, Gerald-san. Hamburger should be high.
All right.
Oh, damn. Look at that. Look.
Beef stroganoff, beef bourguignon, Irish beef stew, beef brisket, Chateaubriand, sauerbraten, roast beef, Catalonian beef ragu, Mongolian beef, chicken fried steak, steak Diane, grilled steaks balsamico, hamburgers, sizzling beef, spicy braised beef, barbecued beef ribs, beef Wellington, pepper beef, beef jerky, beef with broccoli, beef burritos, beef fajitas, beef tacos.
Beef or
chicken. Beef or chicken. Beef or chicken.
Beef. Your life has been spared.
For chicken. Beef or chicken. Beef or chicken.
Beef. Your life has been spared.
Okay, I think we all know what this music means. That's right. Once again, it's time for the Candy Report here on Dubious Goals Committee. And I know you're all wondering, Tobe, what kind of candy did you eat last night? Well, I got the wrappers right here. What did I eat and what order did I eat them in? Yes, if I remember correctly, it went like this. Okay, so the first piece of candy that I had was a Kasugai mango flavored gummy, and it was yummy. And when I was about halfway done with that, then I shoved the mango flavored Hi-Chew in my mouth so I could get that double mango candy sweetie girls love flavor. It was delicious, and I was chewing so candy love. And then I had a grape Poo Chow, and it was delicious and super grapey. And then I went Western. That's right. And then I had a Bit O' Honey, and it was delicious. And I like candy, and candy is good. Everybody loves candy. Love candy. Love. And that was the Candy Report for today, Sunday, October, September, November. I don't know what the hell month it is. All I know is I need to get back into seeing what this game is up to. What is happening here?
Wins an important line out.
Okay. Yeah.
Hope Rogers. You got a back. Got a penalty advantage. Kahili.
15 minutes left.
Cantona turns the ball.
Stomp on
her. Side
stomp
for Kelter.
Put it on the ground.
Damn. Now the USA need to build some pressure.
Yeah, and they're not going to. Oh, here we go. Nope. No advantage. Bring it back. That's a penalty. What are you watching, Tobe? Well, I'm watching some rugby. I'm watching the 2021 Women's Rugby World Cup. And I know what you're thinking. You're thinking, Tobe, this is the year 2022, and it's almost over. We only have 2 months left. And I would say, yeah, that's correct, but there was a bunch of COVID for the last couple of years, and so a lot of sports ball couldn't be played because they were afraid, oh, sports ball makes COVID, and we have to wear a mask. And yeah, so there's no sports ball, so now they have to make up for all the sports ball they missed, and so... And so, yeah, I'm watching Canada versus the United States in a rugby game. This is rugby union. And, yeah, Canada is just absolutely kicking the crap out of the United States here, which is, you know, how I want this to go. I am no jingoist. Just because I live in a state that happens to be part of the giant union known as the United States of America doesn't necessarily mean I'm a big fan of the teams of the United States of America. Okay, so we've got a line out here for Canada. They're passing some signals.
Come in, Canada. Come in, please. Come in. Thank you.
Jillian. Doug.
Good lift.
More. Over.
Although technically that wasn't a lift.
Of the line out.
Ball have been transferred. White have opened up.
私大変エチエチなサイトを作ってしまったようです。
What?
ずっと欲しいと言っていただいていたあれ、そう、ファンクラブが本日の20時にオープンします。
Oh, hooray!
その名も東雲同好会海の家です。あ、ちなみにファンクラブに入らない方も楽しめるコンテンツになっているので、よかったら最後まで見てくださいね。サイトね、これなんだけど。
Okay, so we have an important announcement from Umi Shinonome here. She has started a fan club. And yeah, you can join, or you can even enjoy contents without joining the fan club. You know, if that's something you're inclined to do. But this is not the fan club I want to join. I want to join her Gundam fan club, her Gundam making fan club. See, this is the way everything's going for me today. And, well, every day. And all I'm trying to do is figure out what to have for lunch today. And why do I get the feeling I'm going to be eating rice? I have a feeling today's rice day. What else do I want to eat with my rice, though? Do I want, like, food? Or do I just want, like, clove? What? I don't know. I don't even know. But that's something I need to start thinking about. Because I'm getting hungry. That reminds me, what else am I supposed to do today? Seems like there was something else that I was supposed to... Well, yeah, I mean, I gotta watch the race. There's a race I need to watch, but was that what I was trying to think of, or... I don't even know. So yeah, I gotta eat lunch, I gotta watch my race. And when does that even start? That's soon, right? Like in the next half hour or something? I don't even know. And if I'm feeling very productive later this evening, I'll dig up some scrap piece of metal and I'll make a panel for the stuff that I need to make for my synth so I can build it this week. I need to make the panel, and I'm going to make... Should I make it a double gate thingy with this thing that I have? Funny thing is I've only got 7 jacks left, and I need 3 for each gate. And one of the jacks that I have is stripped. The little collet nut that's supposed to screw onto the thing is not the right size, and it's messed up, and it doesn't work or whatever. So I only have 6 jacks. And what a coincidence. It's just the exact number that I need. Oh, that reminds me of something else. Right, so... Yeah, I gotta make this stuff. And then I gotta figure out something to do with the damn master clock, the death clock. And I'm thinking about putting that on a panel. I could put this on the same panel, actually, but then I'd have to take the hardware off. I'd have to get those nuts, and then I'd... Oh, but I should take that apart. See, here's the thing. A number of years ago, I made a hot wire cutter. You know, for cutting styrofoam and EPS and all that stuff. And it's sitting up in my kitchen, and blah, blah, blah. I don't need it anymore because in the meantime, a couple years ago, the Emeritus gave me an off-the-shelf, real nice commercial hot wire cutter. So I don't need what I made anymore, which has a bunch of parts on it that I could use. And so maybe that's what I should do today. Maybe I should take that thing apart because it's got some nuts on it that I need, a whole bunch of them, for the death clock module thingy. And I could also use that 12-volt power connector, barrel power connector that's hooked up to that, because then I could use that to make a 12-volt power supply for my breadboard, which I need to power... What do I need that to power? Oh, yeah, I need to power my sine wave generator, but I've got that other cable, too. I could make some headers, because I did buy those SIP pins. I bought those SIP sockets. Maybe that's what I should do, is I should try to figure out if those are the same pitch as... Wait, now where the hell are those? See, these are... Now, here's the problem. Now we got the box problem again. We got this box, we got that box, and I'm going to try to... No, I am not going to deal with this right now, because you've been listening to the Dubious Goals Committee, a show that airs every goddamn day at 1930 UTC. Right here on Anon Radio. My name's Tobe. I gotta go find that cable.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.